All right, y'all. We here with award-winning journalist Drake Bentley. What's going on, man?
How you doing?
Man, I'm doing pretty good. It's an honor.
Appreciate it.
So you pretty much just landed at WNOV in Milwaukee Courier?
Yeah, I did. Yep.
What's the first Milwaukee story you're dying to chase down?
You know, before I left the Journal Sentinel, I was really trying to, you know, people talk about how Malcolm X lived in Milwaukee as a young boy, but there ain't much information about it. And it makes sense. His father was involved in a lot of pro-black groups, and those records are hard to come by. So if I could, I would like to dig a little bit deeper into the time that the Little family spent in Milwaukee.
What would you say is your go-to foodie spot right now?
Well, you know, I'm a pretty easy food person, as you can tell. But, you know, my ideal meal, kind of that birthday meal, I'd probably go with Hub's Pizza. Over there on something in Hampton. I forget what it is, maybe like 45th and Hampton, somewhere around there. But yeah, I would definitely go for Supreme, you know, sausage, pepperoni, mushrooms, onions, all the good stuff.
Can't go
but, wrong. That was certainly my childhood pizza, and I still enjoy it.
What's one of the stories that you covered that stuck with you longer than you expected it would?
I would say, and there's a lot, but a lot of these trending stories I did with other radio hosts and other television personalities, you know, with meteorologists and stuff, that stuff kind of, when they jump stations or they leave a station abruptly, it kind of sticks with you for a while. In general, that overhanging Giannis story of, is he going to leave Milwaukee? Is he not? Or is he, you know, is he going to remain a Buck his whole career? But yeah, I would say, which makes sense, is Giannis has kind of been the one that's stuck around.
If you weren't a journalist, what would you be doing right now?
That's tough. I was, you know, I decided I wanted to be a journalist late in life. I went to school for, it was a business degree, but I, my second love is politics, and I was a political science major. Yeah, I'd probably, which I have in the past, probably be working for some politician, I would guess, somewhere along those lines. Ideally, I think I could probably win the Green Bay Packers a Super Bowl as their head coach, but
for real.
Yeah, I'd say I'd probably be working for a politician, if not a journalist.
Where'd you go to school?
I went to high school at Wauwatosa East. So I was a chapter 220 kid. I got bussed in from the north side. And then I went to college at Whitewater undergrad. And my master's degree is from the University of Nebraska, but I never been to campus. I completed it all virtual during COVID and whatnot.
All right, Team Warhawk.
Yeah.
Okay, you got one mic, 1 hour, and the whole city is listening. Mm-hmm. Who's your dream guest? And what are you asking them first?
Ooh. That's tough. I would say we're pretty fortunate that we are somewhat smaller, and most of our big figures are reachable. If you want to have an hour with them, whether or not they'll divulge anything is another story. I'd probably go with right now, probably Jordan Love, maybe.
Oh, that's a good pick for sure.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, man.
Yeah, anytime.
Appreciate your time. Again, we here with award-winning journalist Drake Bentley. All right, Milwaukee.